Society of American Baseball Research. Today is May 29th, and I'm in the home of Victor Barnhart in Hagerstown, Maryland. Is it actually Hagerstown?
Hagerstown,
even though I had to go through Smithfield. Okay. This interview will be available to Sabre members for research and may be posted on the internet. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Okay. How old are you, sir?
79.
Okay. And where were you born?
Hagerstown, Maryland.
No, right here. Okay. Any brothers or sisters?
One brother, three sisters.
Okay. And were you the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Okay. And I guess you grew up around this area?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did your dad do?
He was a major leaguer also.
Oh.
Can
you tell me a little about him?
He was in two World Series, 25 and 27.
With Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. Wayne brother and Ty Trainer.
With Ty Ty Collar?
All those days, yeah.
Ty Trainer. Okay, so you had a good background there.
Well, my brother also played a couple of years for that baseball in the minors of Pittsburgh. Played two years, I guess.
And how did you become interested in baseball?
Ever since I was born, I guess. That's all I ever wanted to do when I was growing up. I didn't study in high school, but I wanted to play baseball.
Now, when your dad was playing, did you ever go on any road trips with him?
Well, I was just a little fellow, and we went down Florida. My brother and I went down Florida spring training.
Where in Florida did they train?
Where did they
train in Florida?
I don't recall where that was. That's been years and years ago. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I was about 6 years old, I think, when I went down there.
But during his playing career with Pittsburgh, did you ever go on any road trips?
No. Or
at Pittsburgh, did you proceed?
Went to Pittsburgh a couple of times, yeah. Well, we lived in Pittsburgh for a while.
Okay. And in high school, what position did you play?
I was a third baseman in the minor league.
In high school? Also in high school?
No, high school I pitched and played in the first base.
Okay. And growing up, I guess, was Pittsburgh your favorite team?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess Dad was your favorite player then, huh? Okay. What were the circumstances in which you were signed up for organized baseball?
Well, my brother was playing up in Canada, London, Ontario, and I left the year before I graduated. He got me a tryout up there. I went up and tried out and signed up.
Okay. That was in 1940, right? In the Pony League?
Yeah, that was the year before I graduated. I went up the year before, then came back and went to last year of high school.
And the Pony League, did that P-O-N-Y stand for something like that? I always thought maybe...
Pony, P-O-N-Y. No,
like Pennsylvania, League. New York, and Ohio? Or was there any teams in Ohio?
I couldn't answer that.
All right, so do you remember was there a particular scout that signed you up?
Nobody signed me up.
You just went out and they liked you?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was third base, huh?
I wasn't even out of high school yet.
And you're a right-handed hitter?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're a true right-handed, too. Okay. So in 1940, you played for London. Now, this was in London, Ontario, Canada.
Right.
Okay. In Canada, as opposed to United States, anything different up there that, as far as the fans go in the game as opposed to this country?
Well, not necessarily just the road trip. We had two of those wooden station wagons. That's what we traveled on. We only carried about 12 men, six in each station wagon. That was the whole thing.
Probably had two or three pitchers and the rest position players.
Yeah, we didn't have many.
Do you remember who the manager was? Of London?
I think his name was Hutchison.
And opposing teams, were there any particularly good players that went on to the majors?
I had paid no attention. All I did was play ball.
Okay. Okay, that first year you hit 264 playing. Well, they have you down for first base that year. Did you play in first base?
No.
It was third base.
Where is that at?
Well, we got this, so we have a, this is a printout that we have for your record, your major league and minor league record.
Oh, okay.
So.
That was the first year.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, next year, 1941, you also played same team, third base, and you hit 301. That was a good year. What classification was that? Class A or
B?
Class D, that's the lowest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And for spring training, did you go down to, they have spring for the minor leagues, they have them down in Florida also?
No, not D. Spring training right up in Canada.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a little chilly at times.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in 1942, the next year, you played for Hutchinson in the Western Association.
All right.
Where was Hutchinson located?
Hutchinson, Kansas.
Kansas, okay, you're back in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you played third base that year, and you hit 311. Two good years in a row. But then came the war.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I guess you were drafted.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Did you play ball in the service?
I was in the tank destroyer. Uh-huh. No ball.
I guess you, were you in combat?
No, I got discharged right before they sent him over.
Okay, so that was 1943, you were in the military.
Right.
The next year you went to Albany in the Eastern League, Albany, New York.
Right.
And you played shortstop and third base.
Well, mostly third base.
And you had a good year. You drove in 115 runs that year and led the league in RBIs, hitting 310. Do you remember who your manager was on that team?
Pinky May.
Pinky May.
Yeah. I think he was an old second baseman.
Right. Any teammates that ring a bell?
Well, Bill Rogers and Jack Mayhew and there was three or four of us went up Pittsburgh all the time. Gilmore.
Okay, now. In Albany, New York, 1944, another good year. You played in the most games that year in the league, 138, and you had 115 RBIs, like we said, at 310. So you went up to Pittsburgh, I guess, towards the end of the season? You played in one game from Pittsburgh that year.
Yeah, but that first Albany there, that was in 1944. Well, I only have 43, wasn't it?
40 for you in the service.
Okay.
Unless you got out early in the service.
Yeah, that's the year that Rip Collins was the manager.
In 1944.
Yeah.
That's Albany.
I got a couple another year or so in there somewhere.
Well, we'll get to, but I just have you in the service for 1 year, 1943. In 44, you went to Albany for pretty much the whole season. And then I guess you came up with Pittsburgh towards the end because they have you down here for one game.
Yeah, they took us up at the end of the season.
Right.
Our season was over and they had a couple of games left.
Okay. And you were at bat two times and got one hit.
I got two hits.
They got you out
of what? I led the league that year, 500.
500, yeah. Well, you got two for four then, huh? They have you one for two.
Yeah. Okay. Or one for two.
One for two, yeah.
I had two for four.
Do you remember your first hitter? Or both
yes,
hits?
Sir.
Tell us about it.
It was in Chicago, line drive right over the, between first or third and shortstop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a nice curveball.
Uh-huh. Who was the pitcher? Okay.
You're asking too much.
Right. And I guess you played in the field, too, for a few innings, or?
No, I played shortstop.
Shortstop, that's what I meant, yeah. Mm-hmm. I played shortstop, you too.
But I wasn't. I never played shortstop that much. I didn't like it. I liked third base.
Third base. The hot corner.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the teammates on that 44 team?
Yeah. Dave Dodd, Frank Augustine.
He was the regular shortstop, wasn't he? Augustine. Third baseman.
Bob Elliott is on third. And Al Lopez is second. Mick Smith is first pitching.
And Frankie Frisch was the manager.
Frankie Frisch was the manager.
The Fordham Flash. Tell us about him. Come on. What were your impressions?
He was no manager. I could go in detail, but I don't want to go in detail.
Okay. So I guess he wasn't too popular with the players.
No, not that far.
Now, 1945, you played in 71 games for Pittsburgh. You hit .269. And do you remember some of the other players you played against during that period on the other teams?
Well, we played, you know, around the circuit a couple of times. All the players in those days, I played against all of them.
Mm-hmm. Phil Cavaretta and Andy Pafko for the Cubs.
Because they were playing them.
Yeah, they were playing them. Mm-hmm. And Eddie Stanky. Remember him?
Dodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he may have played for another team at that time, possibly. Now, the war was still going on then. Were there any kind of travel problems that you guys encountered or things that interfered?
No problem. We just traveled Pullman. Train. Went to California, then we played exhibition games all the way back. From California back to Pittsburgh. Stopped over, you know, here and there. Train would just pull off the track.
So there was no problem about maybe delays because of soldiers or servicemen being shot,
as I remember, transported.
Then, that was in 45. Then in 46, the war was over, and a lot of the servicemen were coming back, and you played for Pittsburgh just two games for the pinch hitter. And then and then they sent you to Albany again. How did they tell you that you weren't on the team? Was there any special person that came over? Was it the manager or the general manager?
They just call you in the office and tell you that's all.
Did they give you some encouragement that you'd be back or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
They sold you around like an old cattle.
Okay. So you went to Albany and you played pretty much the whole year there and hit .309. You liked Albany.
Well, they put me back where I belong on third base.
Right. Now Albany, that was in the Eastern League. What was that, Class A or
Class A? Right.
Class A. Uh-huh. So you did play third base there.
How many RBIs did you have?
Albany, you had 15.
Couldn't
be. I'm sorry, I was stolen bases. I'm sorry, 96.
Yeah,
that's right. Sorry about that. Okay. Then in 1947, you went to Indianapolis, American Association, which I guess was still a Pittsburgh farm club?
No, I think they sold me. That was a Dodgers club, wasn't it?
Indianapolis. Could have been Cincinnati, maybe? I don't know. I don't think it was a Dodgers. But anyway, that was a AAA, American Association.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, well, maybe it was still it, because you went back to Albany also that year, after, also in 47.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the time was at Albany, at .295. So maybe that was a Pittsburgh farm club, or unless they
Well, Albany wasn't they were connected with Pittsburgh.
Oh, independent?
That wasn't.
Had a working agreement.
Mr. McCaffrey owned that.
Did you have any trouble with umpires?
Normal procedure.
Okay. Ever get thrown out of a game?
Yeah.
Any umpires stick out in your mind as either being very good or very bad?
Not necessarily. No. Like I say, all I thought about was playing ball, and I wasn't interested in all that other stuff. But.
Now, during your career, did you get much instruction from the manager or coaches about teaching?
Very little. It ain't like today where they have a bullpen coach and bench coach and this and that. Half the time we only had a manager. Even at Pittsburgh, it was very little coaching.
In the majors, did you have a particular a favorite park that you like to play in, maybe more so than others?
I always liked the Chicago.
Especially when the wind was blowing you.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't a home run hitter. I was an RBI man. I liked to get in there.
Where did you bat in the batting order?
Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think 6 or 7.
Okay. So, then in 1948, you also in the International League, but you were with Montreal and then Toronto. So Montreal, of course, was a Dodger farm team.
Mm-hmm.
Did they sell you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's where I went from Indianapolis to Montreal.
Well, you played in Albany.
Albany.
That rest of that year, and then you went. 1948, played for Montreal and then Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Canada.
Yeah.
And 1949, and also 1950, you were with Toronto. Any players, that teammates that you can remember?
With Toronto?
Toronto, yeah. Or the manager?
I didn't forget the manager.
Okay. Then in 1950, with Toronto, you were just there a few games, then you went to Chattanooga, down the Southern Association. And then later that year, also to Utica,
yeah.
Up in New York.
That's back in
right.
Tony
Lake. Right. Was it Toronto?
No, Eastern Lake. Eastern
Lake. Eastern Lake, Utica. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like Albany.
Right.
I guess you played against Albany, too.
I wasn't there very long. Going downhill, so it's time to quit.
Right. And your last year playing was 1951 with Albany. You had pretty much the whole season, 273. Then, did you decide to retire, or they told you?
My arm went bad. No, they didn't tell me. My arm went bad, and I knew it couldn't do it, so I just quit and come home.
Okay. In those days, did they have any kind of pension for the players?
In the big league,
yeah.
I had.
Did you have enough
time? I had there on the pension, but you got to be in there 10 years to be eligible. Then you can't draw till you're, I think it was 65. So
you missed out on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of your roommates in the majors?
Oh, well, Frankie Justino, Pittsburgh. Nice fellow, real nice fellow. And in the minor leagues, Al Giamprio, Bill Rogers.
Mm-hmm. During your playing days, did you have any superstitions?
No.
Any
No.
Some guys like to tag third base or touch on
the you hit it or you don't.
Okay. And so after your baseball career, what did you do then?
Went to work for State here in Maryland.
State of Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Supervisor recreation.
I sort of fit into what you were doing. Did you do much traveling in that job?
No, it was in a reformatory.
Oh.
No traveling, just here and there.
Was that for young kids or was it adults too?
No, you had both in there. I had all the athletics going. We had all kinds of teams. I had some good teams and bad teams like everybody else. And I stayed there for 25 years when I retired.
And I understand you do a lot of hunting.
A lot of hunting, a lot of track shooting, a lot of skeet shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying life.
That's great.
What's left?
Okay. How is baseball different today than when you played it?
What baseball? I don't think this is baseball this year. All this is a money proposition now. All these coaches in there writing everything down and Bill Smith. It's scientific. And, it's hard to even watch anymore, I think. When you just went out and played the game, it's difficult now. And they got a pitcher for here and a pitcher for there. And that's not baseball. It's just a money proposition.
What was the highest salary you got in the majors?
$5,000.
No. Was that the minimum?
No, it was the minimum.
But I guess that was, at that time, it was probably decent money.
Yeah.
6 months.
And you played in the minors for $85 or
$90. Wow.
A month. So, I'll tell you a little incident when I went up there. My first year I went up to Canada, my brother was up there. It was his second year up there, and he was making $95. And they wanted to sign me. They wanted to sign me for $90. And I said, no, I've got to hold out. He said, well, what do you want? I said, I want 95. So I held out for $5 and won it. That was a big
very
deal.
Good, yeah.
Well, yeah, big deal.
That was about a 6% increase. Okay. Who were some of the best ball players you saw in the majors? Pitching and hitting.
Well, I always liked the shortstop for St. Louis.
Marty Marion?
Marty Marion. Chicken, we call him. He was always picking up stones. And the right fielder for the Cardinals.
Enos Slaughter?
No. Left hander.
So it was Stan Musial, huh?
Stan Musial.
Okay.
He was a real hitter.
How about pitchers? Any guys give you particularly troublesome?
I can't say. You know, you go have a good day, you have one or two hits, and the next day you don't get any. So I don't remember who it was against. Could I get a copy of that?
Sure, yeah. Sure. If you had it to do over again, was there anything you would change during your career?
Yeah, I changed my attitude. I was a young pocket boy, which I shouldn't have been. I changed my attitude, that's about all I can. Changed some managers, like Frankie Frazier. You don't know.
Well, of course, you had different managers. Who was your best manager?
Rick Collins. Sweetheart, Rick Collins. He got along with the ball players and told you this, told you that. He was a real manager.
Okay.
I'll tell you another incident down in, when I was down in Wichita, I think I was 19, and we only had, like I say, about 12 players. And the manager come up to me one day, said, my wife real sick. She said, I have to go home. She said, you're going to be the manager. 19 years old, I'm going to be a manager.
And I guess some of the players were older than that.
Yeah, a few of them, but not too many. But we had a bus driver, that was it. So I managed them for, I think about 3 weeks.
Oh, that long.
Yeah, we...
How'd you do?
Well, we just did about the same, you know. We only had a couple pitchers and this and that. 19, I didn't know what I was doing anyway, so we held the team together, so that was good.
The players cooperate?
Yeah, they were all convenient. Yeah.
So you had some leadership, though. So yeah, did you ever consider maybe managing or being a coach?
Well, that's what I was doing down here for 25 years in the institution. That's all I did was coach make up the team, pick the players, and make the time. Ran the whole athletic department. And I've had 25 years of experience. It's good. I'm glad I'm out of it.
How long have you been retired?
Since 73, I guess.
Years. Almost 30, you're almost 30 years, yeah. Have any children?
Oh, yeah. They're five.
Did any of them interest? How were they in sports?
No, none of them was interested in baseball. I never pushed them. They didn't want to play, you know, and you use pushing somebody. Like playing the piano. If you don't want to play, well, you're wasting your money and time trying to get them to play.
I guess you have some grandchildren, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else like you care to say? Any other stories that you know?
No, not what I like to repeat. I had a good time. That was a good time. I was treated fair in Pittsburgh. I was an RBI man. And someone put me on shortstop, make a leadoff man.
Were you particularly fast? Mm-hmm. Were you particularly fast?
Yeah, but I never played that in many games with shortstop. I didn't like it. I like the RBI. I like somebody to be on that play in baseball, and I went up. But leadoff hitter, then I wasn't no base stealer or anything like that. That was trying to be a perfect deal. Like I say, he wasn't there.
Okay, well, I certainly enjoyed talking to Mr. Barnhart, and thank you for your time.
Well, no trouble.
I managed Hagerstown in the Washington County League here as an amateur league.
Uh-huh.
He came to me and wanted me to manage, and finally insisted that I manage a team one year, so I did. And I was a knuckleballer just on the sideline. So I pitched the championship game. I pitched a no-hitter out here at the Washington and Hagerstown team.
Wow. How old were you back then?
It was back in 55 or 56. About a year after I quit the professional. And managed the team, pitched a no-hitter. And my wife was over in the hospital, wasn't a block or so away. She was having one of our children at that time.
Oh, a no-hitter in the championship game, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's
no-hitter.
That's a thrill.
But it was just one of those days when a knuckleball would move around good. Mm-hmm. And
Maybe you should have been a pitcher, huh?
Well, I pitched one game with Albany, an exhibition game. I won that.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing to brag about.
Well,
but I did like my no-hitter.
Great.
As a manager.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.